Hello, this is Autumn Miles back with the Autumn Miles Show. I am so glad that you have joined us today. Mother's Day is Sunday. Don't forget to buy your mama a card, chocolates, flowers, diamonds, whatever it is that you need to get for your mom. Go out and get it today because, P.S., you don't have that much longer. And we do realize that this might air at another time. Maybe it's like New Year's Eve and this is airing. Love on your mama anyway, even though you might be listening to the podcast or the YouTube. Thank you so much for listening today. I want to just to tell you, I actually wrote a book. It's called Appointed Book, and Your Future Starts Now is the title of the book. It was published a couple of years ago. I would love for y'all to pick that up. You can pick it up anywhere books are sold. You can also go to appointedbook.com. If you want to hear more from me, and I don't know if you do at this point, but if you do pick up the book, God really taught me so much through the truths that he shared for me, and I put them in the book. So thank you for listening. Today is a special treat, and we're going to get right to it. This is a very special woman in my life. I can't have a Mother's Day week without my mom. So my mom is on the show today. She is the executive director of several crisis pregnancy centers. She is married to my father, who pastors a church and has pastored a church for, oh goodness, I don't even know how many years, 37 years maybe at this point. He has been a pastor. She is my mom, and I have two siblings. I have an older sister and a younger brother. But she is one woman that has taught me everything I know, basically, her and my dad over the years. And I would say really encompasses that Proverbs 31 woman in her card every year on Mother's Day, where it talks about your children will rise up and call you blessed. Your husband also. I always write that in her card because every one of us tell her as much as possible, Mom, you are blessed, and I don't want to use the term lucky, very blessed and very thankful that Sharon Carey is my mom. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the show, Mom.
Well, it's good to be here. That was so sweet.
Well, I love you, Mom. And
I love you, too.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, yeah.
My four beautiful grandchildren.
I guess I am a mom. Yeah. Well, you have so much wisdom to share. And there's a couple things I really wanted to encourage the moms that listen to us with. We have talked all week about perspectives. There's so many different perspectives of motherhood that sometimes are really downplayed and people don't talk about them. Mom, on Mother's Day, on Monday, we talked about adoption and being an adoptive mom. We talked about infertility the next day and what it's like to struggle with infertility. We talked about if you've lost your mom, how do you face Mother's Day losing your mom? And yesterday we talked to the military mom. How do you do it? As a military mom, where do you gain your strength? And I wanted to have you on today just to talk to all moms in general. Maybe you are a mom, and maybe you don't fit any of those categories yet. Mm. You're a mom. We're gonna fill in the gap for moms everywhere. And I also wanted you to talk about being a grandma. So, I know your life very well, but take me through marrying dad to our listeners, and when children entered your world. Give us a snapshot of Sharon Carey.
Okay. Well, I met your father at Liberty University as a teenager. I had felt God had called me into full-time Christian ministry, so went to Liberty University, very active there, was an RA, was on singing teams, traveled across the world, and I happened to meet your dad, who was also on one of the singing teams that was actually traveling with Jerry Falwell. and wonderful man of God. That's what I loved about him.
Who founded Liberty University? Jerry Falwell founded the university.
Yes, and so very active there, very involved, and he was too. And we met and we married, and at that time we planned. Travel was one of the Liberty Scene teams across the world and share the gospel. But God had other plans after marriage. 6 weeks after we were married, I became pregnant with Heather and was incredibly sick, very sick for about 6 months of the pregnancy. So sick that I lost lots of weight and couldn't do anything but lie in bed. Mm. And that was definitely something I hadn't planned on. And my Christian woman's ministry mind was the sicknesses in the children right away. So right away, God hit me with a test. And what was I going to do with it? And how was I going to work through this as a brand new mom-to-be? So that's how parenting for me began, and in weakness, not in strength, but in weakness. Mm. And so I learned a lot during that time.
Mm. It's interesting, you know, you married Dad, and then directly after you got married, you had all of these plans and all of these dreams, which I see you living now as a leader of, you know, all of these things. You and Dad lead so many things in the community, and you know, you're a leader without Dad. You're a leader in your own right, leading the movement of the unborn child, and you know, really counseling people to give life to the unborn. So you're such an advocate for that. But I see you doing that now. But back then, I'm sure it was really difficult being sick, having all these dreams, not really seeing what you're living now, right?
Right. It was very difficult. And then, of course, after Heather was born, 17 months later, I had you and was sick again. And then 17 months later, I had David, was sick again. Not as bad each time, but God brought me to my knees in humility. And so really, you know, what helped me through that time as a young mom with three small children at home, trying to get my own strength, and the Lord just brought me to the bedrock of my faith. Hmm. And what is it all about? It's not about doing things for him. It's about that core relationship with Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
And that is what held me together through those years, was it's about my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
That's where I'm validated as a mom. And I know a lot of moms, I remember as a young mom, I remember a young mom in my church that I was friends with, and I'll never forget a conversation that we had. And she said, "I'm just sick of changing diapers. I'm just sick of making meals. I'm just sick of, you know, me serving. And what about me? Mm-hmm. You know, what about time for me?" And it was like, I need an escape. And of course, this young mom ended up going through a divorce and so forth. And I understand that, knowing that God had called me to do more, but at the same time, what is a greater ministry than your children? Mm-hmm. So God brought me back to your relationship. It's about me and you, and it's about your ministry to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord many times would remind me, one day, if you lead the whole world to Christ, but if you lose your children, that is the most important thing. So God kept me focused on the right thing.
Mm.
And I realized that at that time in my life, although God used me for many other things. I have a master's in biblical counseling. I did some counseling. I, of course, worked in the church. I worked at the Crisis Pregnancy Center. But my kids, you guys were my focus. And my goal was to mirror to you what a relationship with Jesus Christ looked like, even with its faults and insecurities. But that is where I go to. And for you all, my prayer so many times was, God, I want them to know you like I know you. I want them to serve you with all of their heart, not just be in ministry and do good things, but that for them to have a heart for God. And that was my passion as a young mom.
Let me just interject here for a minute, Mom. I mean, that is such an awesome perspective that I think is not given enough weight in our culture today.
No.
I think, you know, it's about what can you do? How can you look? How can you impress other people? You know, and really there's almost an element of selfishness to parenting, mothering sometimes, because you do. I mean, I think all of us have thought as moms, if we're being really honest, those days like your friend thought, you know, what about me? What about me? Like, I've changed.
I had those.
Right. But the fact that you were able to keep a perspective of longevity of, no, it's about raising the kids. It's about praying for my kids, and God, give them a relationship with you. That's the most important thing. And maybe to our listening audience, if you're a mom out there and, you know, you are struggling with what about me, there'll be time for you, Mom, don't you think?
There is time. And what God did was, I was fighting against God's purpose for my life. I wanted something else. And something else never works, because whatever God calls you to do at that time, and you have seasons in your life, and they're different. And in that season, what's going to fulfill you the most as a mom is pouring yourself into your children. And I think many times I thought of this verse, he that finds his life will lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake will find it. And that is the essence of joy and purpose, is to lose yourself in the will of God. And nothing is more satisfying, nothing is more thrilling than doing what God has called you to do in that particular season.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I feel like you're talking all about the Lord, but a lot of women are finding their joy from their children and not their relationship with the Lord. And let me just take a minute to give you an atta girl. We knew that we were always, me and Heather and David, my older sister, my younger brother, we all knew that we were important to my mom, and we were very valuable, of course. And my mom is like the best mom ever. But we also knew that she was pressing into the Lord and finding her fulfillment from the Lord, not us.
Yes.
Because we were totally, I mean, I'm the perfect child, but my brother and sister would fight and punch each other. And I mean, I was wonderful, but they, you know, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, she really exemplified the fact that your joy, you were not designed for your joy to come from your children.
No, right.
Talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. Again, it goes back to the core of your purpose, and it is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, you guys brought me so much joy, and you were the funny one.
Of course.
Laughed so hard at you at so many things, and I could tell so many stories about you, and you guys brought us great joy, but also great sorrow.
Thanks, Mom. Of course you're talking about Heather and David and not me.
Yeah, it was all Heather and David. But again, the source of my joy was always the Lord, always the Lord, in raising you and reflecting you back to Him. And also one of my goals in parenting was not to remove the consequences from your life. And I think a lot of moms overprotect their children and try to protect them from any consequences of whether it's what someone did to them or their own consequences from their own choices. And we were strong believers in that, that you needed to experience the consequences so that you would learn to respond to God and to obey Him. And even if the consequences had nothing to do with you, we would always tell you, and I can remember, you know, when you guys were ridiculed or, you know, which is very hard, or made fun of, or different things like that, or like I remember one time you made cheerleader, Heather didn't, and there was joy and there was sorrow.
Oh, I remember
all
that
of that. But we always said, listen, it doesn't matter what happens to you. God will use it for your good.
Yeah.
Life will be hard, but God's going to use it for your good. And we tried to instill that in you guys as you were growing up, so you wouldn't get to the point where you would go, why me? Why me, God? Why me, God? Because life is hard.
Yeah.
Jesus said that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So early on we tried to teach you guys, yes, life is going to be tough, but there is a God. You have a relationship with Him who He will always use it for your good. Mm. Even when you make a mistake, He will use it for your good. So we didn't promote the fact of being a victim, but a victor in all of you, because we knew you would face hard times, and that was important to us.
As a matter of fact, it became
it became
a little bit of a joke with me, because I tended when I was young to be slightly dramatic, if you can even believe that. And my dad would hold up his fingers when I was like, but Mom, and there would be like, one was, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
Two was, just joking. And three was, victim.
You're a victim.
And they were not trying to have no victim kids. And we're not.
So we would hold up our fingers, and number three, you're a victim. You get so mad at us.
I still am mad about that. Let's talk about that. That's a different show. So you clearly, you did instill all that in us, and I can say that because I know us now. But there were some trying years, and I really think in the years of you being our mom, you have gone through so many different stages. There was years when David forsook the Lord and did his own thing. Heather, and of course, yours truly, and of course, all of our listeners know about every mistake I've ever made. But all three of us, even though you instilled those principles in us, all three of us kind of turned our nose at the Lord at some point for some reason in our life. How do you, for those moms out there that are like, you know, my kid doesn't, I taught him the things of the Lord, I trained him up, but now they don't care about Christ. What can you tell these moms that need encouragement?
It's tough. It's tough. Like I said, you know, there's lots of joys with raising your kids, and there's sorrow. There's been many nights I've been in my room crying for each one of you, calling out to God on your behalf. Again, the thing that helped to get us through that is to stay focused on the Lord. There was times when I knew that I couldn't change you or Heather or David. I had done what I could in raising you, and I had to cry out to God and allow Him to work in you and to keep our rules. I remember with Heather, such a dramatic time was when she was older. She was, I can't remember, 19 or so, and she was dating a guy that was not a Christian at all, and she was living in our home, and we told her, listen, he's not a Christian. He's going to lead you down the wrong track, and if you stay in this home, we're going to insist that you bring him to church, but as far as parents, we can't before God say this is okay.
Mm.
We have to answer to God as parents. We're accountable to God. You're accountable to us as children, but we're also, we have to submit to the authority of God in our life as parents. And we couldn't in good conscience allow that to go on while she was in our home. And we told her that she had to make a choice, and she chose the young man and walked out of our house. And, of course, I know moms are listening, and we went through this. We thought, well, if we had her here, at least we would have some influence. You know, even though she wasn't living right, she's under our roof, maybe we could influence her. But no, God said, let her go and trust me.
Mm.
You have to be faithful to what I've called you to do. So we did, and it was very hard, and lots of prayers for her. And she walked her own way for a little while, but there was a point when she was broken and miserable and sick, and she called, came home, and her life totally changed.
Mm.
And it was my heart and everything in me said, let's keep her as close as we can to see what we can do. But that would have been disobedience to God.
Mm.
And we had to listen to God over what even ourselves wanted at that time. We had to trust God that he could take care of her better than we could. So there's a time when you have to let go. You have to trust God. You have to do what God's called you to do, and then leave the results to him.
And I think one of the things that you guys did really, really well is, people don't agree with this, and that's okay. The way we parent our children is largely a result of what the example that we saw, but you were never too interested in being our friends. You understood that, we didn't need more friends. We needed two parents and to train us, to guide us, to say the hard thing, to do the tough love thing. There's a lot of hype on and just a lot of desire in that moment.
Yeah.
when you told Heather, you know, listen, you can choose him or you can choose us. She needed a parent. She didn't need a friend in
right.
a mom to say, well, it's okay. We'll figure it out. And no, she needed a strong stance so that she would come back to God.
Yeah.
And so that she would really start listening to the Lord in a different way.
Yeah. And she said today, she said, Mom, that was the turning point. You did the right thing. And because of that, my life changed. And she loves God with all of her heart. So it's tough love, definitely tough love, and a trust in God Almighty that these children aren't yours, but they are his.
Mm.
And they're just loaned to me to raise and to discipline and to love. We were high in discipline, but high in love, and that's a key balance. We loved you guys like crazy, but we were definitely strict. And and I think that was pleasing to God.
You were strict. Really strange.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm thankful for it now. It is crazy how in the moment, I remember, you know, I was not the academic scholar so much as
yeah.
the one that wanted to, you know, have fun with all my buds.
Yeah.
And I'm still like that. You know, I do have a I really love learning. I love, history and all that kind of stuff. But there for a while, we struggled with that because I was the social butterfly and needed to.
Yeah, pay you were. It was so funny because you just said, I can't get it, Mom. I can't get it. And I'm dumb. No, you're not. You're smart. And we found out through testing that you were smart.
and then,
so you knew what that meant. That meant no mercy, you know, because your grades weren't very good, but you loved. I mean, you were the cheerleader. You were, you know, you did all this stuff. Everybody loved you. All the boys loved you.
Yeah.
And,
thanks.
So at that time, we just said, if your grades are down, you have no social life. And so your grades would go down. We would take your social life away. And finally, after about a year, you got it, and your grades started coming up, and you did great. And but it was kind of cool, though, because there was a lot of young men that wanted to date you, but wind up giving up on you because you're always on restriction.
Let's cut this out, that out of the show. I'm going to stop you there, Mom. We're out of time. But happy Mother's Day, Mom. Thanks for being such an incredible example to me, and not only Heather and David, but also my children. And I know David has a young one, Isaiah. You're a great grandma. You're a great mom, and we love you. We love you very much.
You're a great mom, too, Sugar. You're definitely a great woman of God.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all you out there. Honor your moms this weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on the Autumn Mile Show.